the Lady 80 Show podcast. We talk about books, everything about books, and have great interview with authors. Here's one now.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, I'm delighted to welcome David Rogers to the studio today. And I love it because I read David's book about a year ago when it first came out. And just before we introduce you to his book, I just want to tell you a little bit about David. Now, David is a strategic business leader who's worked in the private sector for about 25 years, but he loves coaching people, mentoring them and advising all kinds of people, from the student to the adult, in making sure that their lifestyle can be as healthy as possible. So welcome, David.
Well, thank you very much, Lady. That's a fantastic introduction. It's great to be able to join you today.
Excellent. Now, your book's called Fueled, Fit and Fired Up. So the great F's in that as an alliteration. We were looking at that in the Book Academy the other day, and that this has got it all. Fueled, Fit and Fired Up, Unleash the Power of a Healthy Life. So tell us a little bit more about it and tell us how you came to write this book.
Okay, fantastic. So, yeah, I'll start with a journey actually to write the book before sort of get to sort of what it's about, really. So I decided towards the end of 2019 that I needed to change my own lifestyle. I was tired all the time, was overweight, just lacked energy. So I started looking at ways of changing my diet in particular, and how I was exercising, and just started doing that. And then COVID-19 hits, our mutual friend Michael Heppel launches the How to Be Brilliant group, and I joined that with a load of fantastic people and just start sharing some of the things that I'm doing and getting some, you know, great feedback from it. And somebody sort of suggested, oh, you ought to write a book. Well, at that stage I was only sharing sort of recipes and exercising, and I thought, no, I'm not writing a book's not for me. Yeah, that leave it to somebody else. And then as the year progressed and we went through the 17 pop-up group, which ended up being one of Michael's books, and I started sharing more and more stuff, and I was doing a lot more research into how to fuel your body, hence the fueled element of the book, and realised it was more about, not just about what you eat and drink, but also how you sleep, you know, your rest and recuperation, how are you breathing, and lots of other things. So I started thinking, oh, actually, there might be something in this. And then I joined Michael's Write That Book Masterclass, or rather the pop-up before the masterclass, thinking, this is a bit of fun, I'll see how it goes. And by the end of that week, I'd got a title for the book, Fueled, Fit and Fired Up. The first chapter had been written, a cover had been designed, and I'd won the opportunity for Michael Heppel to write the foreword. So at that point, I thought, well, I've got to go through with it now, haven't I? There's no other place to go. So I thought, yeah, let's do this. And as I said, that the fueled element's about sort of how you energize your body through what you're eating, drinking, resting, how you're breathing, and things like that. The fit element is obviously a bit more around exercise and how you can build habits around things that you enjoy in terms of exercise. And then obviously the fired up element of it is that just, you know, unleashes the power of a healthy life, and you can do whatever you want to do with the energy that provides, and that's what fires me up to do all of the things that I do outside of my day job.
Excellent. Well, what I love about your book is that whole power. You say you have the power. In fact, just before this podcast, I had to go and look at the song, I Have the Power, which is by, I'm trying to think who it was by now, Snap. Is that
right? That's right. Yes, that's right. Yes.
I'll put the link to that in the notes, but I won't play it because otherwise we're going to have to pay a lot of royalties there.
Exactly.
The power bit is very strong, so much that each of your chapters is called the power your. So you've got power your foundations, your habits, your imposter, your breathing, you know, the kind of things you'd expect, which is your fitness, your breathing, but you wouldn't perhaps expect your passions, your results to be part of this. So I'm really intrigued on how you move that on. Because in Power Your Habits, you've got a subtitle or a subheading called Bounce Back Ability.
Yeah. So I suppose, that was my sort of fancy word for what basically is resilience, really. And our ability as adults to bounce back from all sorts of problems, challenges, issues, and actually going back to reflecting on, I suppose, what we were like when we were children, where, you know, I think in the book I talk about sort of, you know, when we learned to ride a bike, for example, you'd fall off, you get straight back up. After a few tears, you get straight back on and carry on again. And I think sometimes as adults, we have developed the fear of putting our head above the parapet because of sometimes the negativity that's sent back to us personally. And that's sort of what I wanted to try and get out of that element of the book, really, is that actually how we respond to those things is within our gift. And it's up to us to be able to go, well, actually, I am confident that I'm doing something I'm passionate about. I want to make a difference, in this case, to my own life. Therefore, I'm going to carry on doing what I'm doing because I know it's beneficial to me, and sort of trying to block those negative influences that come our way, whether it be through the news, social media, friends, family, all sorts of things can cause us all sorts of problems, really.
It can, can't it? And also in your chapter, Power Your Plate, which I thought was just lovely, you've got about tasting the rainbow.
Yeah, so that again is something that I've discovered through changing my own healthy eating habits, really. And it's about sort of each colour of fruit, essentially, or vegetables, or has got its own benefits to us as as humans. And it's about having that sort of rainbow of colours on your plate that sort of really gives you the balance to our diet. And a lot of things that I've learned over the last, it's nearly 2 years now since I sort of changed my own lifestyle, is that it's very easy to lose sight of the benefit of the fuel that you're putting into your body has, or the impact that it can have, and make you feel lethargic if you're not putting the right sort of things in your body. And that whole rainbow concept sort of is an easy way of making sure you're getting all the right nutrients and vitamins and balance to your diet.
Excellent. And when you talk about the fitness, I mean, most of us go, oh, yeah, I should be doing more. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. But you've sort of blown that away a little bit when you're saying you're going to give a different approach because it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes. So that's about, I think, you know, we all, or most of us probably set ourselves new goals in January, the whole new year, new me, January, New Year's resolutions. And we tend to launch into those at 100 miles an hour because we want instant results, because that's the way that the world is now, that it's about getting fast-paced results. And actually, if you take a step back and think, right, it might take me a little bit longer than I expected to get whatever result it could be, whether it be getting fitter, losing weight, eating healthily. It's all about taking that slow, methodical approach to actually create a sustainable habit. Because actually what happens is we might launch into the latest fad, you know, whether it eating new diets or, you know, new exercise regimes. But actually, if it's something that you're not passionate about and really are passionate about getting the results, all that happens is you launch into it 100 miles an hour and you fall away because it's not something that's really firing you up to make those changes.
That's right. It's got to be, you know, another F can be fun. If it's not fun,
that's right.
You know, we just don't do it.
That's it.
You said that when you're writing your book, you found reading more than usual.
Yeah.
As a way of helping your writing process.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that and what sort of books you read.
Yeah. So in the main, I used to read, or do still read, a lot of, I suppose, business books, you know, self-help books. But what I found during the writing process is whilst everybody's got their own writing, you know, writing style as an author, actually there's some hints, tips, you know, learning material, reference material, styles of writing, layouts of books and all those sort of things that you can only really explore through reading. And actually, it was probably one of the, whilst I was a relatively decent reader, you know, I've certainly probably read twice as many books during a year as I would have done perhaps normally if I hadn't been writing my book, you know, back at the back end of 2020.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the basis of the Book Academy. Taking what Stephen King said, if you want to be a good writer, whether that's a book or copy or content, you have to read more.
That's
It's amazing. So I actually asked you to send me in your chef's selfie.
Yeah.
And it was quite amazing what's on your bookshelf. So you've got Fern Cotton's book, for a start, called Quiet. And then you've got Whale Done, which I thought was interesting. So instead of whale, it's whale, as in the mammal, W-H-A-L-E. Right, and I love it when business books sit hand to hand with other things. So you've got Eat That Frog and Flip It, and Sumo, and some of the standard ones sitting there. Yeah. So thank you for sharing those with me.
That's okay.
And it's not a surprise that one of your favourite quotes is do what you love and love what you do. And did you love the process of becoming an author?
Yes, I did, and I think it's quite interesting because as I said at the beginning, writing a book was never, you know, had never really crossed my mind, was never my intention. And yet within 5 days of joining a group with people who had got that thought they might have a book inside them, that all of a sudden you get bitten by the bug, as it were, and all of a sudden it's going, oh, actually this is quite interesting. And actually I've carried on writing since publishing the book, whether it be articles for friends' websites or my own blog or my own LinkedIn newsletter and all those sort of things. So actually it's become something that you know, that I'm doing a lot more regularly than I ever did, you know, pre-writing the book.
Excellent. Does that mean there's a book number two in you then?
Funnily enough, my wife and I were talking about that yesterday, actually, and there was always, I think there wasn't always an intention to write a second book unless I could find something I was as equally passionate about as well being. But I think through the journey of talking to people like I'm with you today about the book, it starts thought processes around, well, how does this integrate with all the business stuff that I do? How do you then build that? You know, is there an element of this book where, you know, you mentioned me sort of mentoring and coaching students earlier from a careers perspective, but actually there's sort of a health and well-being element to it. So is there a, you know, a teenager's version of this book? You know, so there's perhaps things that I could explore, but I've got no plans just at this moment to write a second book. But I wouldn't discount it.
Well, I'll be putting the links up as to how people can get this book. And I just love the fact that you are unleashing the power for a healthy life with your Fueled, Fit and Fired Up.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Lady AD Show podcast. Come back, subscribe, and we'll do this all over again. Bye-bye.